With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. As the internet changes how we find and view information, museums and libraries around the country are being forced to change how they serve their communities. The Pacific Grove Museum of Natural History is an example of that change. The century-old museum has begun a renovation designed to appeal to a new generation more comfortable with technology than taxidermy. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
During preview night at the Pacific Grove Museum of Natural History in August, more than 150 people walked through the newly renovated Adaptation of Birds Gallery. Walls of glass cases filled with more than 400 taxidermy birds, all spotted in Monterey County, lined the room. Volunteer Mary Dayton stands in a crowd holding a bird from the collection.
This is a Stella's Jay. And they're here on the Monterey Peninsula year-round.
The thing is, this gallery and its birds have been part of the museum for decades. But museum director Jeanette Key says the exhibit just wasn't connecting with today's kids.
It's a fabulous collection, but what did kids take away from that before? Not so much. There just wasn't anything for them to do in the room. They were birds behind glass.
So the museum has added 5 interactive displays throughout the gallery where children can be creative and understand how birds adapt. One of the new displays allows kids to actually build their own bird.
So they can use their imaginations and say, you know, I'm going to take the beak of a pelican and I'm going to put it on the foot of a hummingbird. And what's that crazy bird going to look like?
The bird gallery is the first of 8 areas in the museum that are part of a $2 million renovation over the next 3 years. Museums are not the only 19th century institution being forced to modernize. Monterey's Public Library is California's oldest, and it too is changing. Ellie Anderson is the library's Youth Reference and Outreach Services Manager. She says it's no longer just a place to check out books.
We do cooking programs for a variety of ages. We have ukuleles that you can borrow with your library card. We have 2 telescopes. Anybody with a library card can now access the stars.
She says a library is really about teaching and fostering curiosity, and even in a world of social media, bringing people together to share their passions.
More and more people in the age of internet, I think, feel isolated. And so in an increasingly isolated world, the library is a place where anybody can come and make a connection.
In Santa Cruz, bringing people together is an important part of the success of the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History, known as the MAW. Nina Simon took over as the museum's executive director in 2011, during a crucial time. The museum was just a week away from going broke.
I really believe that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste.
While dealing with the troubled finances and other challenges, Simon reached out to the community.
One of the things I made time to do my first week was paint a comment board in the lobby and say, we want your ideas.
She invited artists to draw and paint. She invited musicians to hold concerts and poets to read their poetry, all at the museum. In her first year, the MAW tripled attendance.
So I think what we actually saw at the MAW, and I know is happening around the country, is people are hungry for places to connect.
The museum is now financially solid with a growing membership. And Simon is no longer executive director. She now works with museums nationally to make them more connected to their communities.
People are more culturally engaged than ever, but they are choosing to have those experiences outside of traditional cultural institutions.
She's written 2 books and given 2 TEDx talks, like this 2017 talk in Palo Alto, on making institutions more relevant.
That means you are way more likely today to pick up a paintbrush than you are to go to an art museum. Instead of going to a history museum, people are doing their own genealogical research. And as a museum director, I look at this and I say, we got to get in on this game.
In the age of the internet, Simon says museums and libraries need to stop being passive and start being places where visitors actively participate. Not just full of things for people to see, but places where people gather. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.